This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What are the three types of female orgasm? Thanks for asking. While it remains a complex phenomenon, the female orgasm is becoming a focus of more and more medical studies. Back in 2016, French socio-medical researcher Odile Filot created the first ever 3D model of a clitoris, changing the way we think about female pleasure. And since then, we've learned a fair amount more about the different possible types of orgasm that a woman can have.
We often talk about clitoral and vaginal orgasms. Is that really an accurate distinction?
Actually, it isn't. Let's get back to basics. The primary female sexual pleasure organ is the clitoris. It consists of an external part, including the glands and the hood, and a larger internal part that extends into the vagina through its roots and bulbs. Now, the glands of the clitoris has an abundance of sensory receptors, which explains why touching it can trigger a sharp and more easily accessible pleasure compared to the internal parts. Those can nevertheless be stimulated by pressure applied via the vagina, using a penis, finger, or sex toy, for example.
So are we saying there's only one type of orgasm then?
No, and according to a study published in August 2022 by researchers from Charles University in Prague, women are actually capable of experiencing three distinct types of orgasm. They reached this conclusion by asking 54 women to masturbate using a sex toy that could measure pelvic floor contractions. This method allowed them to identify the first type of orgasm, characterized by a brief series of pelvic contractions following a rhythmic tension and relaxation of the pelvic floor, akin to a wave. The second type, preceded by an increase in tension in the pelvic floor, often accompanied by an upward movement resembling a volcano. And finally, the last type saw sustained basal contractions of the pelvic floor, with a downward contraction during and after the orgasm, likened to an avalanche. Of the three, the most common orgasm type seems to be the wave-like one, given it was experienced by 26 out of the 54 women, compared to 17 for the avalanche type and just 11 for the volcano type. Further studies are underway to confirm these findings and delve deeper into female pleasure. It's a particularly crucial area of research when you consider that between 11 and 40% of women are affected by female orgasmic disorder, which is defined by the USA's Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders as a persistent or recurrent delay in or absence of orgasm following a normal sexual excitement phase. There you have it. Now you know what the three types of female orgasm are. In under 3 minutes, we answer your questions and help you understand the true meaning behind the trends, concepts, and acronyms that are making headlines. Listen along and you will really know for sure.